This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 12th day of May, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Before we get to our special guest, patiently waiting in the green room, quick reminder, Dave Hodges keeps writing his excellent articles. I recommend you go to his website at the Common Sense Show and get caught up. Here's our prepper tip of the day. It's actually several. First of all, do not store anything in plastic milk bottles, water, or anything else. They will deteriorate, and everything will be gone and leak out in just a year or less. So do not use plastic milk bottles to store any liquid. Bleach. Do not store bleach in the bottles that they come in. They come in plastic bottles these days. They also will deteriorate and leak relatively quickly. Use glass. And last but not least, when it comes to storing canned food, do not keep canned tomato products more than a year unless they're stored in glass. The acid in the tomato product will eat through the steel and you'll have a big mess on your hands. We do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page. Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, it was one of the last Vietnam veterans to retire from active duty, which was in the last year or 2 years or so. He is a graduate of law school, although he never took the bar examination, and he's also spent much of his adult life as a police officer. He's here to bring us up to date on the things that he thinks are most important for us to know. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John.
Dan, you may not be aware of this, but your recent Oath Keepers video, which has been posted on YouTube, as of yesterday morning, 33,329 people had looked at it.
Well, that goes to show you, John, that senior citizens are not done yet. When an old guy like that can get that much publicity, you know?
Well, that's about half a good-sized stadium right there. That's a lot of people. Dan, in your presentation, and I encourage everybody, there's a link to my website, by the way, if you want to watch it. You made a number of statements that I found very alarming. One of them, you mentioned 1,000 Russian Spetsnaz arriving at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Was it per week or per month?
That's per month. What that is that they are being distributed, carried out from there after a period of time to other military posts throughout America.
Oh, so it's just a transition staging area for them.
Yeah, it's just like when we went into Vietnam, if you remember, John, we had cultural training there for a few weeks or a few days. And when you go into Iraq, you always go down to Kuwait because the in-theater commander wants more cultural training. Not that you haven't had enough of it already, but you have another month. And then from there, you are ferried out throughout the United States.
Well, that sounds like something that everybody needs to be aware of. Now, Dan, one of the things you did, you spent a bit more than a year in Central Africa very recently. Tell us what you experienced when you were in Central Africa.
Well, I was stationed at Camp Lamine in Djibouti, Northeast Africa. And we had multiple missions there, John. One of the things that we did was the drones that did all the attacking in Afghanistan and Iraq were flown out of Camp Lamine there in Djibouti. Secondly, we did a lot of cover operations for covert operations in the form of civil affairs. We would pretend to be digging wells and all that sort of thing just to get into the different countries throughout the continent of Africa. And then a third mission was to just hunt down Osama bin Laden, al-Shabaab, Hezbollah, Hamas, and various targeted terrorist groups as defined by the United States Department of State.
Well, that's a lot. That's a full plate, to say the least. And I'm sure that as we speak here on May the 12th, 2014, that those operations continue, don't they?
Oh, yes. The drones are still being flown out of Djibouti there. They have two different posts. They have a place where the troops stay at, and then a place the airport part of it. It's parallel to what we're doing in St. Louis today up here with the chief of police in St. Louis. I don't know if you know that or not, but he's wanting drones to fly throughout St. Louis also.
I didn't know that. Now that's the city of St. Louis, St. Louis County, both.
So far, I don't know that a drone knows the boundaries on the ground, but Chief Dotson of the St. Louis City Police Department is trying to work with the FAA to get drones to fly throughout St. Louis right now in order to control crime.
Well, drones obviously can't control anything. They can take photographs, and that's about it. But, in fact, there was a drone recently that flew into the side of a downtown St. Louis skyscraper, and last I heard, they did not know who owned the drone.
That's correct. That is correct.
Of course, up until fairly recently, we just called these model airplanes, didn't we?
That's correct, we did. But some of the drones are what we called, they're called dust mites. The military has been experimenting with these for some time. Dust mites are where they'll fly over a nation or a country, and in the contrails of the plane, they will drop billions of these little GPS tracking devices, and they're no bigger than a fly, and they just fall down on whoever. So we are in the middle of that right now also.
So I'm going to need to wrap my brain around this. These fly-sized particle, when you say a fly, we're talking something about a quarter to three-eighths of an inch long. They fall out of the sky, and they attach themselves to what?
To people, to things, or whatever. And then what we're doing is through the use of credit devices, they will link you. When you swipe your debit card wherever you go to shopping, that is registered in government computers. And then when that dust bite hits on you or your car or whatever, they will eventually link those two things up together, thus tracking you wherever you go.
Well, that sounds like a very special thing there. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 12th day of May. When it comes to putting together your personal kit, you want the highest quality items, equipment, field gear, anything and everything should be the highest quality. That's where Cover 6 Gear holsters come in. Handmade, one at a time, by Amish craftsmen. I really like my Cover 6 Gear holsters. I've done my own testing, wearing my 1911 in my Cover 6 Gear hybrid holster, on and off the Kubota tractor, climbing up and down radio towers, out with the chainsaw, moving rock and gravel and so forth. It really does the job. It's comfortable, it's secure, And because of the high quality of the materials, it will last for, I'm sure, many, many years. You can get the details at cover6gear.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. If you want the discount when you place your order online, put the following code in the little box, JR Liberty. When you put the code in the little box on the order form, you will get your discount on your Cover 6 Gear holsters. The order line, if you want to place an order on telephone, you can use the code there also, 913-938-6266. We're visiting this morning with Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, who's bringing us some of the latest information on what's going on in the world that very few people have access to this information. In fact, now, Dan, even though you're retired, you have an open invitation twice a year to a briefing, don't you, sir?
That's correct. I go down to I hook up to a secured net, a military secured net, or to any post, and I can go there and get a briefing. That's correct.
Now, you could have been active for another year or two, but you chose to discontinue your active association with the U.S. Army. Would you like to share publicly why?
Of course. I took 2 years early retirement because the Secretary of the Army met with us in Djibouti, Northeast Africa, and he outlined a plan that I thought was just just simply unacceptable to me and some other people there. And one of the things that he was emphasizing was a new world structure that was going to be coming by the year 2020 or 2025 at the latest. Second thing that he talked about was homosexuality within the military, followed up by feminization. And that, to me, if something isn't broke, don't fix it. And those things were just was unacceptable to me. So when I got back, I retired about a year later.
Now Dan, in your capacity as Command Sergeant Major, you've had interaction with soldiers from many different militaries from around the world, including Russian Spetsnaz. I know you were liaison with them in Bosnia. My opinion, I want your comment. My opinion is because of the feminization, the acceptance of open homosexuality, placing women in combat, in my opinion, other militaries, especially the Russians, think that we're quite funny as a army. Your response, sir?
Oh, I agree with you, John. They are laughing at us because I believe in my own personal experience that there is an organized design to destroy the U.S. military for purposes that I have not quite wrapped around my mind yet. I have some thoughts on that. But no, they laugh at it because simply speaking, estrogen is not an aggressive chemical where testosterone is. So it doesn't make sense to throw women into combat who don't have that aggressive nature psychologically. And then secondly, they don't have the physical makeup to it. So why would you want to do that? It's just mind-boggling to me.
Well, it is. And maybe an analogy that might help people wrap their brains around this. An NFL team coming out into the field to play a game with 10% of their players being female. I mean, it's, what's wrong with this picture? That analogy is every bit as accurate as thinking that women can carry their own weight. Now, Dan, when you and I went through basic training, you could not become a soldier in the U.S. Army unless you could pick up a soldier of equal weight and carry that soldier fireman's carry around a quarter-mile track, at least at a trot.
That's exactly right. But what happens today, John, in all basic training, and anybody that's around the military base that sees military people being trained can verify this, women are not allowed by regs to pick up more than 35 pounds for fear of having a hysterectomy later down the road and high stress fractures due to low...
let me correct you. I believe it's one-fourth their weight and no more than 35 pounds.
Right. It's one-third it's one-third their weight or 35 pounds. The point I'm trying to make is their bone density will simply not stand up to the weight. So what they do is they will have another male carry the female's extra weight. And there's some other things that go along, too. They have to have a shower every 72 hours and so forth and so forth. So what you're doing is degrading the ability of the military.
But the standards that they've reduced for women do not apply for men. I'm going to give you another analogy here. Let's say you have twin boy and girl that are high school seniors. They're both, say, 5'5". The girl weighs 120 pounds. The boy 135. Would the boy, who's an excellent athlete, an excellent scholar, 5'5" tall, would he be allowed to enlist in the U.S. Army?
No, he would not. There is a height limit. You're correct on that.
But
no,
the girl could. But the girl, the twin girl could, couldn't she?
Exactly. And then not only that, but they don't even, the female commanders that are now going through infantry school, ranger, and special forces, you know, John, it's a common thing for company commanders to be at the forefront of their men when they're going into combat and in PT. Well, the women cannot run with their troops, so therefore they have to appoint a male to run for them in front of those troops, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. So you're absolutely correct on that. And I'll give you another example of a disparity between the sexes. Men can only have about 22% body fat. As of last year, they reduced it down from 50% body fat for females down to 37%. Now, you know, female football players do not play male football players, and female boxers do not box male boxers. That's for a reason.
Right, because they're going to get their butt whipped.
Exactly.
Well,
It transcends stupidity to be doing this. I'm not saying there's not a role for women, because obviously there is. But you have to understand that in Vietnam, John, as you would know, because you're a combat veteran, when we were losing ground, we would often go back to the rear to take cooks, truck drivers, clerks,
right,
or whatever,
right,
and throw them on the battle line, because that's what basic training is. It's basic infantry. That's the warrior ethos.
BCT, basic combat training, right.
Right. Well, today's female feels that she's never, ever going to fight a Vietnam or a Korean-style war, so therefore they've lost the warrior ethos. I'm not going to do that, so therefore I don't have to be as good as a male soldier. That's what they're essentially saying.
Well, I'm also told that the women, when they're going through basic training, are told that the rifle that they're shooting is not meant to kill but to wound.
That's correct.
Is that to make it more palatable so that they can get these women to accept the training?
Yes, it is. They're using a lot of typical marketing examples that they often do. See, the soldiers coming in today, when I was in Djibouti, my last CSM position, I spent 15 years as a command sergeant major, and I had access to an awful lot of things. And the short of the story is most of the people coming into the military today from certain parts of the country are coming from female-dominated homes. And the males and the females both do not have the aggression to be into the military, so they have to back it off like a college, a campus activity. So they have to ratchet this thing down, and I think that's why we're having a lot of this post-traumatic syndrome that's so going on right now, is we're just not preparing these people for combat and the brutality of it.
Well, that's a sad thing. I want to move on from there. Tell us about this highway that was built from the Hindu Kush to Africa. When we get back from the break, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.RepublicServiceAnnouncement.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 12th day of May. Freeze-dry guy, who, by the way, Dan is a veteran of Special Forces also, has long-range patrol rations on sale, what we call LERPs. I know when I was going out in a field, in a field operation, I always wanted to get my hands on the LERPs as opposed to C-rations or even MREs. The best-tasting, most nutritious field ration that the Army has to offer. Spaghetti with meat entree, chili mac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, Western eggs with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon. Really good food at a good price, and I'm not aware of your being able to get them anywhere else. Freeze-dry guy bought the entire manufacturer's overrun. You can get the nutritional details, the pricing per case, delivered to your door in the lower 48 at freezedryguy.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Before the break, Dan, I was asking you a question about this highway, and according to my research, the United Nations announced the starting of the buildingness in the late 1950s, from the Hindu Kush, where Afghanistan and China come together, to Africa. Tell us about that highway. You've seen it personally, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Me and another person that I served with over there, we went down there on a mission specifically for that. We were there when they were actually building that highway. It runs, like you said, from southern China and down through India and so forth like that, and it comes back up through with the you have to understand they're using part of the existing road system that's already laid out. They're just where there's existing road at, they are reinforcing it, and it goes up through Turkey and ends right at the mouth of the Euphrates River. It's only for when I left there, the road has now been complete. It's the old Silk Road is what it is. If you understand eschatology, then you know what that road means. It has at least 1 foot, I believe, 1 foot 18 inches of concrete with 2 foot of asphalt. That means heavy equipment for military and commercial vehicles only.
Now, Dan, also, before you gave me the information I'm about to share with everybody, I remember reading in the Bible about the million horse cavalry that was going to come from the east into the Middle East. And I thought, well, it's just a story in the Bible. It has no relationship to modern times and what's really going on. But then you shared with me the fact that the Chinese army is, in fact, building a million horse cavalry in Mongolia. Tell us about that.
Oh, it's very true. I don't exactly know the numbers, but the king of the east, which is your Asian countries, I believe led by China, has an army of 200,000, that's 200 million. Over the past several decades, America has been rounding up all of their wild Mustangs out west and other places. Although some of them are slaughtered for whatever purposes, there are numerous ones, not only from America, but around the world that are being sent to China to build this cavalry. And the Mongolians are perhaps the best horsemen right now on the face of the earth. And they are, in fact, training Chinese troops on a mounted cavalry up to a million-man army. That's absolutely true.
Well, Mongolians, of course, these are the descendants of Genghis Khan, and they're tough little men who you really don't want these guys as your opponents, do you?
No, you don't. They're a lot like the Gurkhas in Nepal. They train at high altitudes, and they're not that larger men. And each one of the Gurkhas will carry an average of over 200 pounds himself, and he only weighs about 150 himself. And they are some tough, tough people. You're right.
Well, Olympic athletes train at high altitudes, so when they come back down to where normal people live, they have what amounts to almost superhuman strength. And that's a description of who these men are, isn't it?
That's correct. Like I say, I've done training with just about everybody on the face of the earth. And the Mongols and the Kirks, Gurkhas, they are hard as nails. That's about the best way I can say it.
Well, they have to survive where they live their normal lives. They have to be tough, don't they?
That's correct. They don't have the amenities that we have. You know, we've been blessed in this country with two big oceans between us to protect us from our enemies, and we've got every conceivable amenity that is imaginable in this country. But just imagine in Africa, every day over there, John, in Africa, pretty much wherever you're at, a female, she walks 10 miles one way for 1 gallon of water and 10 miles back. That's 20 miles a day. And she'll do this late at night because the temperatures are so hot in the daytime they can't do it. And over there, the women do not travel alone. They have to travel in groups because of the animals preying upon them and large bands of nomadic armies over there that have nothing better to do than to go around killing people. So we really have been blessed compared to the other countries.
Absolutely. Dan, we got a caller on hold here. We got Eddie in North Carolina. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Command Sergeant Major Page. When he was describing the feminization of the American soldier, seeing as how some of this discussion has referenced the Bible, this passage out of Jeremiah 51:30 exploded to me. It says, "The mighty men of Babylon have ceased fighting. They stay in the strongholds. Their strength is exhausted. They are becoming like women." I just thought you ought to be made aware of that particular scripture. I love you guys. Thank you so much, John, for
thank
what you
Eddie.
Do. Y'all be blessed and have a great day.
Appreciate that, Dan. Dan, I read General Wainwright's book he wrote about the siege at Bataan, at Corregidor, and Bataan followed by the Bataan Death March. The decision to surrender at Corregidor was largely based on the couple of hundred American female nurses they had inside those tunnels at Corregidor, and the concern of General Wainwright that these women would be massacred in a last-ditch effort to defend the tunnels at Corregidor. And, you know, in hindsight, that was probably the right thing to do. But the way that women were in the U.S. Army in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam was primarily in the medical corps, where they had special protected status. And the incidents of sexual harassment and rape were almost non-existent, weren't they, Dan?
That's correct. Just to do a little bit of thinking here, in the U.S. military today, if you read what I believe it's Secretary Hagel of the Army now is putting out, it's kind of bogus. In the Army specifically, and I can't speak for any other branch, and I'm going to paraphrase the regulation, it says that a woman need not prove a sexual assault or sexual harassment or creating a hostile working environment. She only needs to make the allegation. The person who she's making the allegation against must prove their innocence, and you cannot just prove a negative.
You can't prove a negative. You can't.
So half these assaults that are going on are bogus. All you have to do in the military, matter of fact, John, I'm still going through, I've been retired now for 2 years, and I'm still following up on statements of two and a half years ago from this stuff. It simply is getting to the point, it's taking away from what the military's mission is. All these things are a distractor. You got Senator Claire McCaskill right now beating the podium about assaults in the military, and probably 99.9% of these things are bogus. One only need to look at a woman in a way that she feels uncomfortable, and that's considered sexual assault in the military.
Well, that certainly stands jurisprudence, as we understand it in the private sector, on its head. I know both you and I have both spent, you know, our combined time with interacting with this legal system is approaching a century between the two of us. It stands a whole system on its head that we're used to as being right and proper, doesn't it?
That's correct. You know, there's just some, you know, this is just my own personal thoughts on this. One is not better than the other. I think to some degree this is spiritual warfare. The foot is not better than the arm. The ear is not better than the eye. We just have different roles to play. And the fact of the matter is women do not have that aggressive killer instinct as men do. And then they don't have that physical, long-term endurance. Now there's been studies done through the military where women who are put in an ideal situation, trained proper, are good for about 30 days or any one mission. But when you drag that out over months and years, they deteriorate back to their original physical size and so forth and so forth. The fact of the matter is they're just not prepared for combat.
Right. Well, I don't want to anguish over this too much longer, but we have 5,000 years of fairly detailed historical history of war and combat and so forth. The examples of women being in combat are few and far between, and typically for a limited time, under conditions where they had no choice. They basically ran out of men. The Russians in World War II were a good example. Israel, for a short period of time, had women in combat. We got a call on hold. We got a break. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally. and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 12th day of May. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. That's Tango Hotel Echo, thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting downloads there. For example, a book older than the Bible, The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. You'll find The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. And, of course, The Energy Cleaner. A marvelous old device. I use mine every night. I sleep on the Energy Cleaner Signal. Get a great full night's rest. Wake up pain-free with more physical energy, more mental energy. You're ready to go get them. Energy Cleaner, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Dan, I was thinking during the break, I'm going to catch you a little bit off guard here. I would love to see you get a subpoena issued by the House Armed Forces Committee for you to give testimony in your dress blues regarding women in the military. I would love to see that happen.
You know, I think I'd love to see that happen, too. I'd like to tell you something about that. Do you remember the story? Then I want to go back to this highway real quick, so I want to move on, you know, to something else if we could.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You remember Jessica Letcher a few years ago who was the first female who got a Bronze Star?
I have a follow-up on that, but you go ahead with your part of Jessica Lynch. I got two follow-ups on it.
Okay, well, the one I got, because I was over there at the time, she was in a 307 support company, if my memory serves me correctly. Long story short, Jessica Lynch did not do any combat thing at all, yet she comes out with a Bronze Star. And my compadres, the command sergeant majors, we all got together and said, this just is not the right thing to do. She didn't do anything. She was not, when they were in convoy, they came under fire, and a lot of other people got out there and really got in combat. She got knocked through a window, her and her first sergeant. But she comes up with the Bronze Star. Now, to me, that's de-appreciating the meaning of an award. You have to earn awards.
Right.
And yet that Bush wanted to make her into a hero. She wrote a book, I Was a Soldier at Once, or something like that. And that's totally, totally taken away from the authenticity of the award. But Jessica Lynch did not do what the media portrayed her to do.
Not at all. Well, here's my two follow-ups. First of all, there was a young Spec 4 male in that convoy who, by himself, held off the Iraqi army with his M16 for some period of time. And the M16, of course, kept jamming, as they're known to do. But he kept clearing the jams and kept firing, buying as much time as he could for his comrades back behind him. The second follow-up, a friend of mine, her son, was part of the Marine contingency that went to the hospital to rescue Jessica. And he was part of the group that provided the security detail around the hospital. According to this woman's son, who I know this gentleman myself, he's retired from the Marines now, Jessica Lynch in this hospital was treated with complete courtesy and kindness and care, as well as could be given by those nurses and doctors under the circumstances. That's my two follow-up stories.
That's in line with mine. Just think about this. I don't want to get dogged down on this, but if women cannot take curse words and all this other stuff, if they cannot defend themselves in domestic violence cases, John, how are they going to defend themselves on the battlefield?
Well, it's not going to happen. They don't have the upper body strength. I mean, that's just bottom line. And most civilians, Dan, believe that the women in the military have to pass the same physical standards that the men do. That's the commonly held belief among civilians.
Well, that's not true. Those two totally. Do you know that a 60-year-old man in the military, which is the most you can be now, 60-year-old man, has the same PT scores as a 19-year-old decathlon female?
Right. I know that. Most people
that's
don't.
Terrible.
I know
terrible.
That.
Yeah.
I know.
Not the same.
Well, as a 60-year-old, I ran a 100-meter dash in 15.7 seconds.
Right. If you have a young 19-year-old male, he has to do his two-minute mile run to get 100 now under 11 minutes. The same female, 19 years old, gets 20. Something's wrong with the picture.
Something's dramatically wrong. We got a question off air. Your estimate, please, sir, of how many Russian soldiers are in the continent of the United States as we speak, your estimate, if you want to give one.
Are you asking me that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Spetsnaz or John, or as a former Green Beret yourself with 50 or 60 missions, you know that it's a very small, small family.
Right.
But that said, Russia always believes in overwhelming force. I would say there's probably somewhere around 20,000 right now, at the very least, scattered throughout the United States. Probably Fort Drum, Fort Bragg. I know out in Fort Carson, Colorado, at the Denver airport, they are crawling like cockroaches out there. So I'd say around 20,000 right now.
Now, here's what I tell people, Dan. I could take my A-team and go to Home Depot and walk out with everything that A-team needs to bring a American city to its knees overnight, which would be bolt cutters, hacksaws, axes, sledgehammers, and split up into four three-man teams and take care of the fresh water, take care of the natural gas, take care of the electricity with simple hardware store items. We don't need explosives. We don't need sophisticated weapons. All we need are simple hardware store items. Your response, sir.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. So when I was the TAC at West Point, I spent 2 years as a senior drill instructor at West Point, although I didn't wear the brown round. We had a class after I taught, and the question was, how many soldiers would it take and the equipment to bring the United States to its knees? You could do it somewhere with 300 to 1,000 men. Now, I also want to say something, that I can spot another Green Beret a mile away. I can just look at one, and I can tell the way Green Berets look, the way they talk, the way they walk, the way they're built. You can do the same thing with Spetsnaz. They're about 5'10" to 6', no more than that. They're very well built, and so forth and so forth. So you can spot these guys, because military people, as you know, are always told to start off with their left foot when they start walking, and their hands are clenched. This is just a little identification for your viewers. One reason is to keep them in uniform for marching, but the other reason is to keep them from going around circles should they in map orientation and things like that, because we tend to go around in circles. But if you stop every 100 meters or so and you start off with your left foot again, you will stay a straight course. So I absolutely agree with you. You don't need bombs. You don't need anything. All you need is highly trained men that are willing to do the job.
Absolutely, and absolutely. Dan, we're down to about the last minute or so. What's the most important thing you could tell the 5,000 people listening to you right in this moment?
The main thing that they got to do, John, from my perspective, is they've got to get their spiritual household in order, or they're not going to survive. But the second thing is they've got to get themselves in some kind of physical shape. They've got to network with like-minded people, and they've got to prepare. That's the most important thing I can tell them, because these events are going to come. They cannot be stopped. In my opinion, there are people within the federal system that are guilty of treason and should be tried as such, but that's not going to happen unless we, the people, get politically involved at the local and state level to make a change.
Absolutely. We got 30 seconds for a quick question from Mike and hopefully a quick answer. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks for all the information today. This is information I got 4 days ago. Israel has four German submarines. They have cruise missiles that are nuked. Two of them are on the East Coast. Two of them are on the West Coast right now. And what's not being reported is that Russia bomber bears are tracking those subs on the West Coast.
Okay. Well, thank you for the report, Mike. Dan, we're right up against the clock here. I want to thank you for being with us. I know you're going to be doing some other radio appearances, and we thank you for your efforts, sir.
Well, thank you very much, John, for inviting me, and may God be with you.
Thank you, sir. I'll be in touch privately. Well, that was about the fastest hour I've done in a while. I hope you all enjoyed it, and I hope you share this with other people. I do have a YouTube page. Share that with people. We need to get the word out, ladies and gentlemen. This will be posted for people to listen to soon. And thank you very much. Be sure and get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.